updates on where we will work now. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the week that ends with the big hiring and unemployment reports covering this month, June. And this is the summer people adapt to cuts in the special pandemic unemployment benefits. They also figure out childcare arrangements post-lockdown and when and under what circumstances they're willing to return to workplaces. Let's start the week by consulting economist Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives.
We're starting to see that showing up in the jobless claims numbers. It's a little bit early for it to show up in the June employment report since the survey was mid-month. But over the summer, we will see the impact and whether or not and to what degree that leads to an acceleration in hiring.
What do you think we'll see in June? Have you done your own calculations or are those still in progress?
I'm still working on it. You know, the consensus is looking for 700,000. That would be a little bit of a pickup from the recent pace, around 500,000 over the last 3 months. And that's a good pace. Again, we've got 7 million jobs left to fill in terms of the pre-pandemic level of employment. So we've got a ways to go. But a 700,000 number would certainly not be bad news.
All right. Julia Coronado, economist, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
At a time that some big Wall Street firms are pushing to get staffers and contractors back to the office, there's news that the huge bank, UBS, based in Switzerland, plans to let its people mix working from the office and from home forever. The Financial Times reports that health is in mind, but that another key motivator is to make UBS a more attractive employer. Office furniture company Herman Miller will release its quarterly results later today. Like every company, it's trying to figure out where people will work. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
As companies reopen offices, getting the facilities ready might not be as simple as dusting off the desks. Because there might not be desks left to dust, says Dave Marcotte with Kantar Consulting. He says many companies sold their furniture last year.
They all loaded up on cash as quickly as possible to have a buffer for uncertain times.
With supply chain issues, Marcotte says securing new furniture to replace the old may be expensive and slow. But he says returning to the building may be enough for some workers.
I don't think they even need furniture to make people excited to go back to an office. They just threw out throw pillows.
But assuming workers do need somewhere to sit, some companies are finding cheaper options. Eric Goldman owns Advanced Liquidators in L.A.
More people are coming in with the intentions of buying used furniture just because it's so much less expensive.
Goldman says he's happily selling furniture back to the same companies he bought from last year. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
University of California researchers recently came out with a roadmap for zeroing out the net effect on carbon emissions on transportation in car-loving California. Net zero is the phrase. More electric vehicles is a key part of this. But now, a story on the training needed so that people can make these electric cars and keep them running. Here's reporter Jill Replogle.
27-year-old Albert Baena was working as a prep cook at a restaurant, but he wasn't satisfied.
I would like to be a part of something bigger.
An employment counselor suggested he consider a new training program to become an electric bus manufacturing technician. The program was through a local community college, but the classes would take place at Proterra, a company that builds electric buses in the City of Industry. Baena Googled the company and was sold.
This is awesome. It's a company that's upcoming and it's green.
He completed the 9-week course, and then he got selected for a union job at Proterra that starts at $20 an hour. He works on the company's battery production line.
Anywhere from wire crossing and connections to working with robotic technology.
Now, Baena says, he feels great about his career. And the program has benefited Citrus College. Instructor Mariano Rubio says it's been great for him to learn about an emerging industry from ProTerra's engineers, where he can observe and ask,
"So how do you guys put this together, and what materials do you guys use for this?"
In addition to making more electric vehicles, researchers say California needs some major improvements in EV infrastructure. For instance, chargers. They've got to work. Camille Terry knows a lot about electric charger problems. Her previous employer was a charging station software company. It had a hard time finding people to fix broken down stations.
We were using electrical contractors that could take 7 to 14 days to get on site.
Last year, she and a business partner launched Charger Help. It's an app that diagnoses problems with electric stations and sends technicians that they train out to fix them. Terry says EV techs start at $30 an hour, and they are full-time employees, not gig workers.
I thought our industry had to do a better job of creating equitable paying jobs.
In their last round of hiring, she says, earlier this year, Charger Help had 1,600 people apply for 20 positions. In Los Angeles, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.
And I think technology now makes it possible to wire up my colleague Kai Rizdal right into your cerebral cortex. But that seems a little much. So we can get the half-hour version of Marketplace, at least to your ears. For today's developments in money, markets, innovation, and workplace culture, listen on many public radio stations later today, or you can stream it from the Marketplace homepage. It's .org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.